Would you turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter? Lord has laid some scriptures on my heart that just been before me the last several days. And I pray the Holy Spirit would just speak to us this morning. In this 14th chapter, I just want to give you a setting of the context of what we're going to read, just a few verses. But the children of Israel have just been delivered from the strong and oppressive hand of Pharaoh. And God, with mighty deliverance, has brought them out of Egypt and slavery and oppression. And we know we're familiar with the book of Exodus. And they had started their journey with high hopes and expectations toward the land of promise. But they only marched a few days, and suddenly they were stopped in their journey. The Bible records they were encamped by the sea. And before them is the great Red Sea. There are mountains on each side. And behind them, Pharaoh was pursuing. Changed his mind and pursued after he released the people of God. And this is where we pick up the reading in the 10th verse of the 14th chapter. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. Not words of faith. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Praise the Lord. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And I'm going to stop the reading right there. The word of God doesn't record that Moses even prayed to God. But it might have been tears. It might have been just in his mind, reaching out to God, Lord, what do you want me to do? The people are ready to revolt, and here we are in this situation. God spoke to him, tell the people to go forward. And that is the theme of the message this morning, is to go forward. God saying, I didn't bring you out to take you back. I didn't bring you out to leave you here. I didn't bring you out to stay here and encamp here. Oh no, there's more to attain. And you got to go forward, praise God. I didn't bring two men from Chicago into the Italian community on the hill for this church to go downhill and for this church to be deceased. I started a work with a purpose. And he's telling the church, go forward. We need to keep moving, praise God. If I were to ask you, what is God's will for this church? What is God's will for you individually? I'm sure I would get, you know, many, many good thoughts. Winning souls, drawing closer to God, being a better spouse, being a prayer warrior, being a better parent. Maybe a better Sunday school teacher, a better pastor. But probably this verse 15 is kind of the heartbeat, what I believe God is saying to us corporately and individually this morning. The word forward carries the idea of advancement and progress. In the original Hebrew, it means to pull up, especially the tent pegs, and start on a journey. It's time to move on. This is what God wants from our church, and I believe from all the churches. Time to move on. The problem is where some of us are stationary, and maybe the church is stationary. Not moving, not being capable of moving. What's holding us in our place? We're fixed. And God doesn't want us stationary. He wants us to keep making progress forward. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Not to be stubborn and fixed. Not to be locked in our tradition, but to move forward. Oh, Lord, help us this morning to advance. Praise God. Maybe some of you have been camped out in a place of hurt feelings. And God's saying it's time to pull up stakes and to move on and go forward. Maybe you've been camped out in a place of anger. It's time to let it go. Maybe in depression or bitterness or self-pity. It's time to pull up stakes and move on. Praise God. You know, I think this comes to me, that Disney movie, Frozen, all the kids like. There's one song in there that I sing once in a while. I only know the first three or four words. Let it go. And sometimes Kath and I will be commiserating about a problem, and I'll just break out in a song. Let it go, let it go, let it go. And I'm not being silly. I'm saying that there's a spiritual message in that. Sometimes we got to let things go. Yeah. Say, Lord, there's victory ahead. Praise God. It's time to move forward. Time to press for the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Take us out of, we've been camped in the easiness or comfort. Things are going smooth, and we can kind of get locked in a place of satisfaction. And God's saying, time to pull up stakes and move on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He wants to take us out of depression and bring us to a place of joy and happiness. He wants to take us, praise God, out of disappointment into rejoicing. Amen. Yeah. Do we have disappointments in our life? Absolutely. Do they hurt? Yes, they do. But God says, move on. Come on, church, move on. Praise God. Take us out of a place of complacency in a kind of I don't care attitude. Oh, Lord. Oh, into a place where he can place you of service and power. Praise the Lord. He's trying to take you out of a place of comfort, your comfort zone, and stretch you, take you places you haven't been before. I love what Jeremiah writes, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, are we praying that prayer? Lord, help us to pray that prayer. Lord, we want to see the great and mighty things. We're not looking for demonstration. No, we're looking for the power of God to move in such a way it's going to turn souls and lives upside down and draw them to the foot of the cross. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help. We can't stay in the places some of us are camped out in right now. We just can't stay. If you stay in those places long enough, the enemy will destroy you. Kind of harsh words, but it's true. Bitterness, depression, disappointment, dwell on those things. Doesn't bring victory. And your faith will go down, and the enemy will destroy. The enemy will work in you and destroy you. Lord, help us to move on. Praise God. For the church, the brother just mentioned the fields are white for harvest. Do what I've called you to do. Be the testimony and the witness. Church, come on. Reach out to the lost. We have a work in our own families that we all have to do. Praise God. I know we're doing the best we can, but we can do better. Lord, help us forget the past and forget Egypt. And bury the pain and the agony of the disappointments and say, Lord, we're moving on. Oh, praise God. You ever heard people sit around and complain about the church is dry and cold and needs revival, but they never seem to be concerned to let revival start with them? If the church is going to experience revival, you and I have to experience revival. Amen. Because we are the church. Amen. Amen? We have to be the ones. Lord, help us to pray for revival. Lord, revive my soul. Revive our souls. Oh God, we want to see a great move of your Spirit. The way things are going out there, it's going to be soon before the Lord comes. Say, church, move forward. Praise God. Not a time to get complacent. Oh no. Not a time to be satisfied where we are. Not a time to put our stakes deeper in the ground. We're to be constantly moving forward. Oh, praise God. You know every description I can think of about the Holy Spirit. The metaphors the Word of God uses, the wind, the fire, the river, the water. It's moving. It's not stationary. Praise God. And I believe the Lord is telling the church, you can't stand still. You stand still, you're going backwards. Because Jesus is continually moving. The Word of God, God called us to do, praise God, to exercise in the faith. In Luke, Jesus says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter and shall not be able. Strive to enter. In 1 Corinthians, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. In Philippians, Paul writes, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye are stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Oh, praise God. Lord, let that be a description of this place. Amen. Let that be our character, oh God. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, help us. In Hebrews, the writer says that we run the race with patience, laying aside the cares, the weights, and the sin which does so easily beset us. Where's the race? Where's the race? In front of us. The race is forward, amen? The race is not looking behind. What did Jesus say about any man put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God? Lord, we got to keep looking ahead. We got to keep looking at Jesus. Oh, Lord, move us. Move us in that direction, praise God. There's nothing worth going back for. We came out of that darkness. We came out of that, praise God. But the Lord wants us to look ahead. Oh, praise God. You know, sometimes we get complacent and we like the view where we are right now. Everything's calm, everything's good. Lord, take us out of that. Help us not to be satisfied with where we are. Oh, praise God. Lord, help us to move forward. It takes a step of faith. Some people like to be the victim. Woe is me. Look at what happened. That's not fair. It's bad. Well, that may all be true. But Lord, take us out of that. Time to put things aside and move forward and look for Jesus. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Why is it so important? You see, first of all, when we stop walking by faith, we start walking in fear. Look at what the Israelites, after all they saw, the deliverance from Egypt, the miracles of God. It says, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. They were sore afraid. They were sore afraid. They lost faith. They lost faith in God's promise. We sang Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Light in the Darkness. Oh, Promise Keeper. That's our God this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us not to lose faith. When we stop moving forward, we're going to operate in fear. What's going to happen? What's this and what's that? And how's the future going to be in the economy and the politics and blah, 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 and all this and all that? And it's all out there. Yes. Has not God made a way for us this far? Yes, he has. Has he not brought us to this very point? Yes. Oh, praise God. Will he not go forward before us? Did God call us to leave us where we are? Did God call us that we might be lost? No. He has the power. Oh, praise God. Lord, help us this morning. If you find yourself filled with fear, it's a good thing. It's probably a sign that you've stopped in your spiritual journey. Oh, Lord, help us. Why is it so important to keep moving forward? Because another thing that happens is we start murmuring and complaining. You look at the 11th and 12th verses. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Been better if we stayed in Egypt and serve Pharaoh. And they, 2 or 3 days after coming away from the beatings and the whippings and the harsh treatment, and they're always saying, maybe we should have went back. Oh, Lord, help us. When they left Egypt, I'm sure they were rejoicing. I'm sure they were glad. We're leaving bondage. We're leaving a life that was horrible. And they were probably singing and rejoicing as they moved on. And here after a few days, that's all it took. Confronted with an obstacle, a serious obstacle, absolutely. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. You see, when the people are not growing in the Lord, when we're not moving forward, we come in all kind of distress. But when we're moving forward with God, praise God, we don't have time to complain. We're moving, spending time with the Lord in prayer and in his word, and making progress spiritually, there's no room for complaining. Does that mean everything's fine? No, there's disappointments. Life isn't always pleasant, absolutely. There's trouble, there's difficulties. Things don't always go to suit us. But praise God, the Holy Spirit keeps us moving forward in faith, and we're trusting the Lord. We're saying, Lord, everything's in your hands. We're leaving it behind. We're leaving it on the side. What about my husband? What about my family? They're not coming to the Lord. I can't speak to them. They don't want to be talking about church. They don't want anything to do with it. Just go forward. Go forward. Trust the Lord. Lord, revive us. Lord, strengthen us. Praise God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We read that scripture. What does it mean? What's the sense of the meaning of that scripture? If I be lifted up, how can we lift him up? By drawing closer to him, by being revived in our hearts, by praying for the Holy Spirit to move in the church. Praise God. Oh, praise God, as we lift up the name of Jesus, we pray for God to move in a mighty way. As the Spirit of God begins to work in the church, we're lifting up his name, and people are going to hear, and people are going to sense what is going on at the church. I hear things. People are being blessed. People are being baptized. People are coming back to church. What is it? Oh, praise God. If I be lifted up, church, how do we lift him up? By worshiping him, by surrendering to him, by living the life, by asking the Holy Spirit to revive us. Oh, praise God, he moves. Oh, praise the Lord. Lord, help us. And finally, not finally, but another item is that so many people in this valley, so many rows of people, and if the first row don't start going forward, row 50 can't move. Amen? If we don't move, if someone don't move, if the pastor doesn't move, if the deacons don't move, if the Sunday school teachers don't move, if the congregation don't move, if the parents don't move, what's going to happen? Oh, Lord, help us. Help us to go forward. Praise God. I feel the Holy Spirit telling us we got to move forward. Praise God. But staying, when camped in this place too long, it's time to launch out into the deep. It's time to allow the Holy Spirit to move us and to get us going. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. In the scriptures, it talks about, pardon me a moment. You see, Moses, we know the story, how he was a time when the Egyptians were trying to kill all the young men in Egypt because they were concerned they were growing, being too big, growing too fast, outnumbering the Egyptians. And what happened? Moses' mother built a little ark, and she put the baby in the ark, little Moses. But nothing happened until she released that ark into the water. Nothing happened. At the wedding of Cana, the mother of Jesus told the servants, whatever he says, do. And he says, fill the bottles with water. And we know the miracle that happened. It turned into the best wine that they served at the wedding. But nothing happened until they filled the bottles with water. When Elisha came upon that widow woman who was about to lose her children because she couldn't pay her debts, he said, gather as many vessels as you can. And she had one little pot of oil. Nothing happened until she gathered all those pots. And the oil began to pour and run and continue to run until it filled every vessel. Oh, Lord. Naaman, the Syrian king, or captain, victory didn't come until he went and dipped in the Jordan River 7 times. Somebody's got to take a step of faith. Somebody's got to move by faith. The blind man went to the pool of Siloam and washed and came seeing, but the victory didn't come until he went to the pool. Could Jesus have healed him right there on the spot? Yes, he could. But he caused him to exercise his faith, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And he came seeing. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. No harvest until the ground is broken up. Hosea writes, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. No resurrection for Jesus until the stone was rolled away. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us to take that step. We're going to miss the miraculous by not going forward. Maybe God's put on your heart to step up. Maybe God's put on your heart to talk to someone or to pray for someone or go and see someone. And you've hesitated for whatever reason you've hesitated. Don't miss the miraculous. Don't miss what God will do. Move forward. Take a step of faith. Oh, it's a lot easier to say, well, you know, maybe it's not the Lord, and maybe it's this, and maybe it's me, and I don't know, and all kind of excuses. Lord calls you to pray or testify, a simple thing, but oh no, I don't know what to say, and I don't have the language or the dictation or whatever. I can't. I'm comfortable sitting here. Help us, Lord, to move by faith. Go forward, church. Go forward. Don't stay where we are. Praise God. God wants to bless. God wants to move. And we've got to cooperate with him. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. Moses, why are you crying to me? Tell the people to go forward. I'm the waymaker. I'm the waymaker. Praise God. And he made a way. You look at Israel's history. You read in Joshua. You go to the book of Joshua and you see what took place. As long as they moved forward, as long as they went through the land and captured and did what God told them to do, they were successful. But they got complacent along the way. And God exhorted them. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? It was a free possession, a type of victorious Christian living, but you had to fight for it. They had to go and exercise. And they got complacent and oh, I'm tired of fighting, and this is nice, everything, the wine and milk and honey and everything's great here, and they sat idly by, and God had to encourage them, come on. And God is telling the church today, Lord, help us to move forward. Help us to move forward to see your glory, praise God. Lord, work in our hearts, work in our souls. Draw us closer to you. Go forward. Pull up the pegs of your tent and move your tent closer to the kingdom. Oh, praise the Lord. May the Lord encourage you this morning. Musicians, would you come forward? I'm going to stop right here.